It's Art Spotlight, and joining me in the studio are some volunteers, some board members of Friends of Bob. They have a concert coming up. It's all ages at the Carnahan Hall. Robbie Foulkes, Linda Gale Lewis, and Scott Ligon are performing. And joining me is Richard Fudge, the president. Hello.
Hello there.
Good to have you. Meredith Richmond.
Hello.
Great to have you here. Stephanie Ben Ametz.
Yes.
Good to have
Hello.
You. Yes. And John Frigo.
Good to be here. Thanks.
So you have been presenting concerts 25 years, and I know we're in this great sort of vortex in between Indianapolis, Chicago, I'm sure Detroit, St. Louis, all these great cities that have a wonderful history of music. Is it pirating acts that come through or great musicians that show up in these places?
Yeah, the way that we went about looking for artists on offer for many years was we just looked at musicians that were appearing within a day's drive, and they had a gap in their schedule. But eventually, as we became established, agents called us, and we didn't have to scrounge around so much. But certainly there are a lot of, as you say, major cities, plus Cincinnati and Louisville and Nashville.
So, Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm curious if you guys can all chime in on this. Are there some memorable acts over the last 25 years that you've come in that are some favorites and some things that really stick out? Because, again, there's so many things that have come through, and you guys have brought in, I imagine, some legendary folks.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. I go back to Susana Baca, who eventually became the cultural minister of Peru. Her band did Afro-Peruvian music and were just fantastic. Although I couldn't understand a word, I was in tears. It was so beautiful.
Universal language of music. Yeah, it's right. Amazing. Do you guys have any favorite acts that have come through in the last years that just stick out?
I have more favorite acts than I could count. NRBQ stands out as a really high watermark. Nick Lowe, The Bears. I really enjoyed Hunhur Too, which was a Tibetan band that really I didn't expect to like as much as I did. I went because I thought it'd be good for me, and man, it was amazing. It had a lot of commonalities with Western music that I didn't expect to hear.
You know, I imagine over the last 25 years, things have changed, not only with media and kids these days in front of screens and, you know, sort of the 90-second, the 3-minute sort of attention span. These are concerts that are incredible, and I know they still use technology, and folks, Robbie, you know, may be someone that has, you know, so many different videos and Facebook presences and whatnot. But I know at the heart of it, it's the music performance and being able to see live music. Is that important and part of the reason that this all happens?
The whole reason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reason it happened was that other than convocations, which is a much bigger level, around 93, 94, the live music offerings in Lafayette, West Lafayette just slumped. And there were like fake blues bands performing and cover bands, and that was it.
If they could find somewhere to play, because yep. The venues had all dried up. It was all recorded music.
So we knew people that we had previously seen at live music events, and Meredith and I came up with this idea, and we asked everybody to throw in $25, and we would do a show. And if it was a success, we'd do a second show. And if it was a flop, nobody had lost more than $25. And we've done a couple of hundred shows now, so it's really worked out.
We picked our favorites. Only our favorites.
We know that concert's coming up Sunday, February 24th. It's at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:15 at Carnahan Hall. And some wonderful musicians, Chicago-based, and that play around the world and around the country are coming. Robbie Foulkes and friends. I was curious. I know that as you've talked and mentioned that, you know, a lot of these folks originally were, you know, just an hour away or a couple hours away. It just kind of depends in different areas. That there's a lot of moving parts. Not only do folks give, but folks volunteer. And tell me a little bit about how this comes together how many volunteers do you have and what all do you do?
Over time, we've had, I don't know how many volunteers, but people, you know, there's an ebb and flow to it over 25 years, especially in a community that has a university. But that has been one of our trademarks, to try to take care of the artists, and it seems to have worked out really well.
That is actually one of the aspects that's kind of a lovely surprise, is that you, to volunteer, you know, you end up kind of being in on a lot of things, and it's actually a lot more enjoyable, I think, to be part of it.
So 25 years, it goes back quite a ways, but I've heard talk of maybe this is the last season. I heard, you know, when we originally set this up, like, well, we're not quite sure what, you know, maybe we're going to go out with a bang. Tell me a little bit about what might change your mind or maybe make this sort of the last season.
Well, we've pretty much decided that this is the last season, but if something really special comes along that we may opt to, you know, to do some shows here and there. But in terms of a schedule, this is our last season of shows.
It's got to be a little bittersweet to put in this work and see it happen. What would you say to encourage someone to come check out the show on February 24th?
Oh, Robbie Foulkes has played, I don't know, this might be his fourth show for us.
That sounds right.
And he's played solo for us before, but he's also, every other time he's been here, he's brought an amazing band, and I don't expect this to be any dip in that trend. Yeah, I think it'll be a rollicking good time, all ages, be a blast.
Well, it's one of those things you can get tickets at the door. They're a little cheaper if you get them before.
That's right.
And various places to get it, what, Vons?
Vons, JL, McGuire Music, and at Carnahan Hall itself.
Well, there's more information at friends-of-bob.org, Friends of Bob, with the little dashes in between the words, website there. We wish you guys the best in this maybe final 25th year, and encourage folks to go have some fun and see some incredible music locally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.